The Stop the Killing campaign was one of the earliest and most consistent messages associated with the popular chant, Hands Up, Don't Shoot. The chant stems from witness accounts that Michael Brown's hands were up when he was shot and killed by Officer Darren Wilson last month. Since then, the campaign's simple message, with a design of purple hands held aloft, has spread widely in North St. Louis County and North St. Louis, found on yard signs, protest pickets, t-shirts, and booklets. But the initiative actually started 3 years before Brown's death.
And it means something different now.
Kevin Bryant designed the anti-violence campaign with his company Convergence Global Marketing. He says the Nation of Islam initially commissioned the work to target black-on-black violence.
So now if you're holding up a sign that says stop the killing, it kind of sounds like police violence now, you know what I mean?
As the message has come to be associated with Brown's killing over the past 7 weeks, Bryant says demand for stop the killing materials has increased 100-fold. The message has been distributed perhaps most widely on the cover of a booklet called The Way to Happiness. Bryant explains the booklet is a list of moral codes written by the founder of Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard.
When I created the Stop the Killing campaign for the Nation of Islam, Church of Scientology grabbed hold of it and asked it, hey, look, we want to help you all spread this message.
Barry Kazire is CEO of Response Targeted Marketing and has spearheaded the distribution of roughly 20,000 Way to Happiness booklets around Ferguson since last month. He says while the Way to Happiness program is sponsored by the Church of Scientology, the outreach effort is not intended to promote the church.
This book, regardless of the author, is a message that it doesn't belong to any religion, right? It's just a universal message. It's based on what the society knows is right.
The content in The Way to Happiness is pretty non-controversial, comprising 21 generally accepted principles, such as number 2, be temperate, number 8, do not murder, or number 18, respect the religious beliefs of others.
Like the YMCA. I've never once gone to the YMCA and had somebody try to make me and turn me into a Christian. No. But I have gone there to play racquetball.
But according to Kevin Bryant, the program's presence in Ferguson is part of a new push to reach more diverse groups.
The Church of Scientology had been trying to court the black community for a while, and in terms of recruiting members, I don't think they're going to have a great deal of success with it because I don't see black people giving up Jesus.
But he says it has been making inroads with the Nation of Islam. Since 2010, Minister Louis Farrakhan has strongly encouraged members to study Dianetics. The nation currently claims it has trained more than 1,000 auditors or personal spiritual counselors in Scientology. According to Minister Donald Muhammad of Local Mosque 28 on West Florissant Avenue, that includes 30 auditors in the St. Louis area.
We have, here at Muhammad's Mosque, we have become what we call auditors, you know, in the field of Dianetics. In other words, and we provide therapy on each other through the process of auditing.
He says Scientology offers a framework that helps members better realize their spiritual potential without compromising their beliefs.
In the Hadith of Prophet Muhammad, he said, go and get knowledge, even if you have to go as far as China. So we are very open to knowledge, very open to knowledge. Wherever you find it, whoever it comes from, we accept it.
Muhammad says in addition to the Stop the Killing initiative, his mosque has plans to further promote Scientology at a time when the community is seeking knowledge to many unanswered questions. I'm Joseph Leahy, St. Louis Public Radio.